through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morena, Tim.
Kia ora.
How are you doing? Oh, great. 10 out of 10, to be honest.
That's awesome.
Yeah, feeling
good. Jeez, even during a lockdown.
Just feeling good today.
This woman down.
What's going on in the media, Tim?
Well, this week, locally, the government has announced a brand new 3-year fund for news gathering and operations to the tune of $55 million.
Far out.
Sometimes you get these announcements of like quite a lot of money, especially in places like healthcare, and it's like actually when you break it down, it's not that much money.
Yeah.
This actually is quite a lot of money.
In the scale of like how much money normally gets given to these news media outlets, is it pretty remarkable?
Yeah, it is. It's a huge shot in the arm. Like, this is the single largest boost to public news and journalism that there's been in years. Just a reminder that under the previous national government, there was a freeze on RNZ's budgets and funding for, I think, 9 whole years. They didn't get any increase. Just as an example, this obviously isn't just for RNZ. This is across the board. But yeah, there's been a huge change going from the previous government to this Labour-led government over the, you know, I guess we're in the fourth year now, and their attitude to spending. So Chris Farfoy, who's the broadcasting minister, said that the new fund is going to support public interest journalism, which would otherwise be at risk, to be produced and shared throughout New Zealand media outlets. So it's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out, because it might be, for example, a requirement of any products that get funded out of this new fund that there has to be a content sharing agreement throughout different organisations, and the fund is going to be contestable to all media organisations, including local, regional, national, Māori, Pacific and ethnic media organisations. Though the devil is in the detail a little bit with this, because it will be administered by New Zealand On Air, and New Zealand On Air have quite a rigid system in terms of who gets funding.
Mm-hmm.
For example, for anything that requires like a significant or remotely significant amount of money, it needs to go through what they call a platform. And so those are just the big established media companies like MediaWorks, RNZ, TVNZ. The spin-off sort of counts as one. I think they're like the most junior member of that club. So it's still, I mean, personally, I find it quite frustrating, because I think there's still, we get the samey kind of content that gets funded because it does all go through these same gatekeepers. But there's no doubt that $55 million of funding into news is sorely needed at the moment.
And
in my opinion, a good thing.
Does this sort of count as that part two that we heard about last year for the broadcasting package, do you reckon?
Yeah. So for listeners who weren't paying attention last year, Tess is talking about a announcement which was promised to come and then never did.
Well,
from
maybe
Chris
it
Farfoy.
Did now. What are we, 9 months later?
Exactly. We just expected it a lot earlier. So there was the first initial package of basically like COVID emergency media funding, which went out via NZ On Air, and then there was always this promised second package that was going to happen that never quite got announced. So, yeah, I mean, they haven't, as far as I can tell, they haven't stated officially, but this could be part of that package.
Crikey.
And just a reminder that this specifically is for news and journalism.
Okay. That's, still one thing under the bigger umbrella of broadcasting. But, yes, no small amount of money, $55 million.
Mm. Yeah, totally, totally.
What else is going on in the big bad world?
Well, the whole Australian government versus Google and Facebook thing, which I know not a lot of people are like covering this in the major news, but it's just been this sort of thing that I've been talking about on here for for a couple months now. But it is really interesting, and some interesting stuff has been happening. So just a little bit of background, these internet giants, Google and Facebook, have led a charge against the Australian government because Australia are seemingly about to pass a new law which is going to force those tech companies into a revenue sharing system with Australian news media companies. Basically, the Australian government wants to force Google and Facebook to pay for the Australian news that they're using, which makes their businesses really profitable. And I mean, part of the reason why we're seeing in New Zealand now the government has to fund news and journalism to the tune of $55 million is because all the ad money has been sucked out of news gathering by these big tech companies.
Mm.
So they've come up with this new law, which, to be honest, most experts have said would not really function terribly well in its current form.
Right.
And Google lost the frickin' plot recently about this and started releasing public videos that got massively derided, saying that it's a terrible system because obviously they've got such a vested interest in it not coming to pass.
Yeah, yeah.
So, interestingly, a couple of things have happened very recently. One is that Google has struck a deal with an Australian media company called Seven West, which own a few TV stations and a newspaper. Under this new platform that Google have got, which is called News Showcase, which it only opened in October, this mm-hmm. program, but they've already struck deals with 450 publications
far
around the
out.
Globe. And they seem to be responding to this threat that governments around the world are kind of getting wise to the fact that all their local news organizations' ad revenue has been sucked up by these big companies. So it's sort of like a bit of a signal that the dam might be about to break.
Mm-hmm.
Another huge development is that Microsoft just jumped in and voiced their support for the new law that the Australian government is proposing, which was surprising and, in my estimation, incredibly tactical, because I think they just waited for the right move to jump on this. I think Microsoft would accept that in its current form, the law isn't super workable, but they saw a business opportunity there because Google was threatening to walk away from the Australian market at large. And Microsoft, of course, owned Bing, which is, at least on paper, a rival to Google.
Can you
imagine
if the whole of Australia had to use Bing? That would be...
Exactly. That's what people were talking about. Yeah, it was a hell of a threat. And so what this did is it actually forced the CEOs of Facebook and Google to start talking with Scott Morrison, the Australian PM, about this new law. This is all unfolded over the last week. So it looks like a negotiation between the parties is coming to the table. And why this is important for New Zealand is ages ago when this was first brewing, the New Zealand government actually said that we would be watching this situation unfold to determine what we do next.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we don't have anywhere near as much sway as the Australian economy does with dictating to these big tech companies.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of trickle-down legal theory that hopefully we'll be able to reap the rewards for once there's this precedent in Australia. But to be honest, we're so small that they might just not bite and nothing might change for us. So it's a continuing watch this space for our country. But stuff is definitely starting to happen in Aussie.
We will absolutely be watching this space. It's kind of one of those things that it seems so big and nebulous that when you start to see it happening in the real world, it feels a bit surreal. You're like, oh, this actually does have IRL consequences. And
yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And it is kind of a reminder of our political power as well, because these companies like Google and Facebook, it seems like they're so out of the reach of everyone.
Yeah.
But the Australian government, you know, admittedly with some help from another big tech company in the form of Microsoft, has managed to get these guys to the negotiating table.
Yeah, it is interesting, eh? Any last bits and pieces going on?
Just the last one is that Parler is sort of back online. This is the social media platform that hosts a lot of extreme right-wing content, particularly in the States. They had a lot of people who were planning the Capitol attack in the US after Trump lost the election.
Mm.
So Apple and Google took it off their app platforms. Amazon Web Services terminated its service agreement with them, so they went dark. They got the plug pulled. They're now back online using, quote, independent technology, but they're still, as far as I can tell, not on the Google Play Store or Apple's App Store. And yeah, I mean, the whole Parler thing's been interesting. They had this meteoric shoot up really quickly as all the alt-right people jumped on there.
Mm.
But I mean, the big lessons are, one, be careful what you post, because their website got scraped of all its data and that got sent to the FBI and people got arrested based on what they were posting on there. It's just a reminder, there's a very small number of tech companies that wield a huge amount of power these days. Like, within 24 hours, Google, Apple and Amazon just coordinated this attack and took the thing offline. And I mean, I think we could all agree that was good in this case, but, you know, it's always going to depend on what the product is that they take down.
Yeah, exactly. It's interesting when you've just had one story where essentially Google and Facebook and co are the big baddies, and then another story where they're kind of the goodies, and you're like, what is right and wrong anyway?
They are super, super powerful is the thing to remember.
Yeah.
And like anything that's super powerful, it's a bit grey, but we just need to be careful, I think.
Hard out. Hey, thank you very much, Tim. Always a pleasure.
Always good to chat. I'll catch you guys next week.
Fingers crossed in the studio. Who knows? We'll just wait and see today, shan't we?
Put those positive vibes out there. We're out. I reckon we're good.
Tim's calling it. Tim's yep, making totally. Some big calls this morning. Hey, thanks, Tim. Have a good one.
See you guys.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.